Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Is Nathan?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I hear you now. You doing?
Trying to connect my headphones, but it's not. Okay. Can you hear
Yeah, I guess I hear you good right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Nathan, I was calling you because I was just confirming some things over here. We did receive an increase of hours for Miss April, as you were
Okay.
telling. She has a 91 hours increase of hours, and it's going to be effective August the 16th. The thing is,
Okay.
here our administrator did look into the case, and as per so many hours, I mean, will be reported. I mean, you will do them all by yourself. It's just first question I need to ask you.
Yes.
Okay, so taking this into account, so you're going to be reporting a lot of more of overtime. Your rate will need to go down to $13.50 if you're going to take them all. Okay, that's something
Okay.
that our administrator just mentioned to me. Okay,
Okay, give me
so.
1 second. Okay, 'cause I want to just, put her on. I just had to go downstairs to go to the bathroom.
No problem,
Just
I'll hold.
so she can hear me. And then we're going to talk about the scheduling as well so we can move forward and know what's what. Ma!
That's perfect, no problem.
That's what it feels like to awaken now. Bob? And did you get any hear back about the pay that we haven't gotten from whatever? Did you hear?
Yeah, I hear you. I thought you were thinking with April. It's fine.
Oh,
So
I'm just waiting for her.
it's okay. So in this case, as I'm telling you, the rate will go down to $13.50 ever since the 16th. And let me see how I can pay your rate reported a bit more of hours on the 16th. So I'm adding up, like, you know that most of the time you clocked out like later on than your schedule. So I'm able to add that time since the 16th, just for you to be advised, okay? And from now on, we'll start like counting. I mean, from then on, we'll start counting like everything that you have exceeded so far, okay? So
So
yeah,
can you
what's the?
re-explain that real quick? She's here now. I just wanted her to hear everything because I've been hunting around
Let
for
me pick up this real quick.
other agencies as well, and they are prompting me
Hello?
around the same rate, if not a little more.
Speaking
Oh,
Rodney.
hi. All right, hi, Miss April. So in this case, I was
Give me
communicating
one
something.
second, Rodney.
Okay.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Somebody else just called her.
I'm okay, thank you.
I just don't want you to have to keep repeating yourself, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yes, I'll be there in the morning. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, I do. I'll see you in the morning then. I have another phone call. I'm sorry. I will be there. You got it. Thank you. All right. That was for my procedure tomorrow. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So in this case, I was having a word with Nathan. You just received an increase of hours
Okay.
to 91 hours per week, and this is effective the 16th. In this case, last Saturday. He has been most of the days just like exceeding the hours, like clocking in and out, or somehow earlier, somehow later. So I'm gonna add for at least for last week, starting on the 16th, Saturday and Sunday. I'm gonna add like every exceeding hours that he has had, so we can like complement what he has had, okay? Other than
Yeah.
that, I was also letting him know that as per more overtime is being reported, like actually it's going to be 51 hours of overtime being worked by him. The raid that I just told him that he wanted me to share with you, just like to cover my back, because I normally cannot share like the raid and stuff. He said that I have to tell you that. We only have to go down a bit. In this case, it's $13.50 per hour. Okay, so I wanted to let him know about that. I just had a word with our administrator. He just like specified that very clearly. If he will cover all of those 91 hours per week for you, which is fine, he will need to go down a bit for the amount that I'm telling you right now. Okay. Also, I was also calling like to check on the new schedule that he would like to work these hours. So like, it's just like mostly like the reason I wanted to call him.
Okay.
All right, so that's mainly it. So I don't know how like how he wants to handle the hours from now on. Like how he does he want to distribute those hours like during the week so we can like have them all work more efficiently to you for you.
Okay, so right now it's what 10 to 6.
It's 91 per week.
And no, the time 10 to 6.
Yes, 10 to 6 is mostly 8 hours a day, actually. So.
So what do you need to add to each one?
Let me check to see.
Five
if I
more
can...
on each.
Maybe. Let's see.
So, two, and three. So we're looking 8 to 9.
7. It will be 13 hours a day.
Eight to nine.
Yeah, 13 hours a day. I mean, if we want to divide them equally every day, it will be 13.
Yeah, do 8 to 9.
8 to 9. Okay.
That's why I had to set 10 to 6 to get this. As I say, you have to trust me a little bit.
Okay. Let's check this gap. Midnight gap, it's 9.
They were calling me to verify the stuff for the appointment.
Okay, so we'll handle it like that. Advise him, as we're a little bit on disadvantage, like from beginning the week of yesterday, if he wants to, if he can, I mean, if he's able to, advise him to clock in a little bit earlier today so he can make up like a bit of hours of what the schedule has been yesterday, okay?
Okay, so it started as of what, yesterday?
I advise him to start it from today, but like for today itself, I advise him to start a bit earlier. So what time does it work better for him? Like, because for
okay,
yesterday
so
it was only 8.
How
so
many does he have to accumulate yet?
Yesterday he had just 8. This morning he had 6.
For this week, how many more does he have to put in?
It will be, tell you.
He wants you to clock in earlier to accumulate the hours to add it up. That's what he's trying to figure out right now. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
No, you.
It's 4 foot 9.
All right.
No problem. Five. If it's from 5.
Okay, when is your weekend, advising, Junior?
Advice? Yeah, weekending is on Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, if he's with you right now, I'll advise him to do the clock in right now. I mean,
clock 3 in
p.m.
Now, Houston.
Yeah, 3 p.m. So he can, like, the deficit from yesterday is just 5 hours.
Difference is 5 hours to clock in it for 3 o'clock.
Okay, from 3 o'clock. So in that way, we can, like, have it, like, retro. I mean, you get what I mean. Just to, like,
yes,
yesterday.
I understand.
Okay, and then from tomorrow he clocks out at 9, and
mm-hmm.
again tomorrow he clocks in, like, in the regular schedule at 8 p.m. as usual, okay?
And just keep it going from 8 to 9 from there on out.
That's right, that's right.
Okay, I got you.
Right,
and thank you for calling.
No problem, no problem. So I'm going to have this range right now. 3, 2, 9, we can... Alright, and okay, that will be pretty much of it, okay? If you guys need anything, you can call me back on this line as always, okay?
Okay, well, I have one last question. What did they tell you about the rest of the back pay they owe him?
The rest of
everything
what?
Everything that they still owe him.
Oh,
they
regarding April?
Him, no, regarding everything in general. It isn't just April.
Yeah, yeah, but mostly, like, what we had discussed, it was regarding,
was everything in general. What he didn't get paid for, he needs to get paid for.
Yeah, yeah. In this case, I mean, regarding mostly, if it's retro pay, like, from April or anything
okay.
like that, the units have not been sufficient, so we can, like, cover them up. We will still, I mean, as I mentioned to you last time, I gave you a call. They have not given, like, more hours over, like, those hours that I mentioned to you.
It was always 56. No, this is what I'm saying. It was always 56. Ain't nothing ever changed. You were getting paid. He wasn't getting paid.
No,
I'm talking about what you owe him from the past.
No, I'm not saying, like, it's not being 56 or anything. You remember that I mentioned to you last time that we had a word, and even had a word with the lady, I don't remember.
Carissa?
Was with a C. Carissa, yeah, I remember. So, with Carissa, that I mentioned to you that she had to speak with her manager, her administrator.
No, we're not going back and forth with this anymore. Because I'm going through the HHA and everything else because this is bullshit already with him.
I know.
You guys already
know
what you guys are supposed to be doing. He worked his hours. You were supposed to pay him his hours.
I got you. But this is on
you
your
You keep saying you
right
got
now.
Me, but you guys are not paying him.
That this is your insurance fault, ma'am.
I already spoke to the insurance company, and I'm not going to keep repeating myself to you because it's going to get me mad. They've been paying you for 56 hours since we started with your company. You guys been paying him for 21 hours. You guys owe him back pay, and he needs to be paid. And I'm tired of you keep saying, she said, he said, I'm telling you what is supposed to be done. And you guys keep going around it. And he needs his pay stubs. He hasn't gotten any of them. He can go back 2 months, but he needs them all fixed and sent to him the right way.
No, I can give him access, so he can have them all, like, literally all files for his to access that.
Okay, he should already had access to this from day one, as of August of last year. He said he says he has access, but he can't get nothing but 2 months, and they're not even accurate.
Like, the pay stubs are not accurate? That's the issue?
He only can get for 2 months, and they're not accurate.
That's weird. It should show them all, actually.
He don't
yeah,
see all nothing, all. Because he's been needing the whole year, but he still hasn't gotten them.
Okay, I'll provide him assistance, okay? Regarding
okay,
that,
well,
so
the waiver service, I have to call them back tomorrow. So I needed your feedback on what you guys were going to do because they're about ready to move forward because this is ridiculous on his behalf being not paid.
No, I understand. I'll give a call
you
to
you keep
Carissa
telling me you understand,
operator.
But if it was your pockets and they weren't getting filled and you were working, you'd be pissed off too. My son has kids too. He pays support and everything else. He needs his money as well, so does the next one. He can't just sit here and say, oh, I got you. I got you ain't paying his bills. That's what I'm trying to say. You guys keep giving us the runaround when the place for the waiver service, the lady said she already paid you guys. He should have been paid correctly.
No, she did
not. Okay, I'm
not
going about this
like,
again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have them get a hold of you because I'm not doing this with you. No more. All right, he needs his pay stubs. Can you send him that, though? We got the time schedules down. But I'm going to talk to them people tomorrow, and they're going to call you. And we'll probably do a four-way this time.
No, I got you. I'll be here, like, waiting, okay?
I got you, too. That's fine.
Okay, okay. Advise him. Did he already clock in?
I'm on his phone right now. He's trying to wait for us to get off.
No, all right. I'll send him the instructions to be able to see all
of
the things.
Here you go,
Junior.
I'll just send instructions for you.
Hello. All right, Nathan. She just mentioned me that you didn't have access to all your pay stubs. She said only like two of them.
Yep. Okay. No, well, so every time I go into HHA Exchange to log in and I hit pay stub, view pay summary, and then hit view all, it'll only allow me to view up until like maybe 8 weeks worth, and that may be a little more than what I'm supposed to.
The thing is like, I mean, if you tell me exactly what you told me, I mean, HHA is not the tool like to access the pay stubs. There's another one named
it's
ExoForce.
HCM2Go. Yeah.
HCM2Go. Have you tried to look that in online?
Yes, I tried doing it on the web browser, on my phone, through the app. I'm able to get in. That was the initial problem. I couldn't sign into it, you know, and you guys just said, okay, you're good to go now. But now to find out, I can only view up to like 6 to 8 weeks worth of pay stubs concurrently, which doesn't make sense. I should be able to see all of them from my longevity.
Yeah,
the
on the past, like from the past. Okay.
Over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally haven't had like this issue with anyone.
And I've tried it a lot, because it sounded stupid as hell to call in and say about that, but I've literally tried computer, MacBook, HP, Android, iPhone, web browser, Google Chrome, you know, Safari.
Yeah, this
I've literally tried.
Yeah, this is absolutely like something that, I mean, the first time I hear that this happened to someone, but like,
oh wow.
No problem. I'll try to, let me consult this
with
our managers, because normally, like, if you have access to HCM2Go, it should show you everything. And, okay, I'm going to work on that, and I'll be, like, adjusting all the schedule. Like, from now to right now, I just adjusted, like, the schedule for today itself until tomorrow, but I'm going to, like, be working, like, on setting the whole week straight up, okay?
Sounds good. Just send me a text if you need me, you know, whatever the time is to clock out, I'll clock out, and it should be reflected on the schedule, so I can
Log in right now, and clock out tomorrow at 9, and then from tomorrow night, from 8 p.m., start going in a row, like 8 to 9, 8 to 9, 8 to 9, okay?
Understood. Okay, sounds good, thank you.
You're welcome, Anton. Bye-bye.